Welcome to the Luke Page Podcast and my brand new series, 30 Days of Running an Online Coaching Business. Guys, over the next 30 days, I'm going to be posting a new episode most days, giving you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a coaching business and the ups and downs that I go through as I take it from a six-figure to a seven-figure business. So you don't miss an episode, make sure you click subscribe. And if you'd like to catch the video version of these episodes, follow us over on Instagram where we post them at Luke_Page. But anyway, let's get into today's one. Here we go. I just found out the most craziest thing about an Easter tradition that is going to make you go, what the fuck? Welcome to day four of running a coaching business. So I was on a call with our social media manager, Zed. He lives in the Philippines. Zed does a bunch of stuff for us. He helps create content. He edits our podcast. He supports our clients. He engages with their audience, does a bunch of stuff. So we're having our weekly team meeting, basically where we catch up once a week to go over the goals and the tasks for the week. I was sharing my plans on doing the 30 days of content around running a coaching business.
So all of our content, man, is going to be talking about this 30 days behind the scenes of running a coaching business. So once we post on Instagram, I then need you to turn it into Facebook content, email content, and then podcast as well, turn into podcast.
So anyway, I go on to ask him how his Easter weekend was. Get this. He then goes to share that in the Philippines, they have this tradition on Good Friday where people who have sinned meaning that maybe they've been to jail or they've cheated or they've lied or they've stolen, people who have sinned voluntarily get crucified. And I'm not talking about like criticized, I'm talking about Jesus style, like nailed to the cross, legit nails to the hands and feet. And they put their hand up and volunteer to do it because their belief is that they will be cleansed of their sins. Man, I'm glad that I don't live in the Philippines.